similarly difficult people. In fact, maybe more difficult people. Because most of you have not had people hating you trying to kill you. Unless you serve in the military, that's different. Most of you have not been trying to preach about God until people want to kill you. And so Jesus Christ has dealt with similarly difficult people. He was a supplier was a terrible jerk, and he had to keep dealing with it. We don't know. But he had to deal with it. He had to exhibit long suffering. Now, he has exemplified that in many different scenarios. Of course, we know as the pre-incarnate, the Word of God, dealing with ancient Israel, but think to the five S's. Remember Israel? Brought them out of Egypt, gave them a special call, set them apart from the nations, poured out blessings on them, and then what did they do? They sinned. First, yes, they sinned. And so, then they suffered. Because of that sin, they were suffering. So, when they're suffering, they cry out to God in supplication. Come and rescue them, and then what happens? Of course, they go back and they. Oh, and his life is cited as many mistakes. Join me over in 2 Peter. If you'll join me in 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. If you have a little marker, you can just put that here. We'll look at a couple verses here, go away, and we'll come back to one more. So, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. 2 Peter, I didn't get the other sermon. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 2 through 4. At the beginning, be mindful, spoken before by the prophets, and of the command of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this, scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is that promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Dr. Sean preached that stuff before. None of that stuff didn't actually happen. All these other preachers, they're just saying lies. This stuff really won't happen. This is a book of fables. What if Jesus Christ is delaying his return? Because he's waiting for you to develop a certain amount of character. What if Jesus Christ returns to you today because God is waiting for you to make a spiritual commitment? You and I have been given every possible opportunity to develop, every possible opportunity to overcome. And if you think about it, think about those things Peter went through. Think about the opportunities he had been given. That was probably on his mind when he wrote this verse. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, concerning some slackness, meaning he's not just wasting his time building up, but is macrophonia, but is long suffering toward us, not that he should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If God wanted to, he's omnipotent. He could send Christ back today. He can end every physically painful thing in the world. He can say, hey, Iran, stop it. Hey, Korea, stop it. Hey, you guys, cut your fighting out. Russia, go home. Get out of Ukraine. Hey, America, cut out the sin. Stop the idolatry. Stop killing babies. Why doesn't he do that? Why? All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. His purpose. What is His purpose? A couple references. Philippians